Susie Faver Hamilton has a personal reason for becoming the spokeswoman for Prevent Suicide Wisconsin. When she was training for the Olympics in 1999, her brother Dan killed himself by jumping off a 9-story building in downtown Wausau.
You could have had all the money in the world and just told Dan he won the lottery. He won $5 million. And he was in such a dark place that the only answer for him was to jump.
Dan suffered from bipolar disorder and had gone off his medication. The death was on Susie's mind when she ran the 1,500 meters during the 2000 Olympics and suffered a severe anxiety attack.
I remember tightening up, and it was like I was running in slow motion. I couldn't run. And I also remember seeing white spots in the crowd. And at that split second, I told myself, just fall.
Hamilton says it was years before she could admit that she intentionally fell during that final lap because she couldn't handle not winning the race. What followed was her own battle with depression.
And I would crawl up in a little ball on the floor by my treadmill crying because for some reason I could not get on that treadmill to run. And I knew I had to run to make myself feel better, but I couldn't do it.
Hamilton got treated for her depression, and now she wants to spread the word that there are options for people like her and her brother.
I want to so badly get the stigma erased from suicide and help to educate people that this is a disease.
Susie Faver Hamilton will be speaking at the Prevent Suicide Wisconsin kickoff event Wednesday night in Green Bay and at events next week in Madison and La Crosse. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.